The grace of the Lord be with you. Welcome to worship today. We're so glad to see all of you, and especially want to wish a happy Mother's Day to all the mothers who are with us. And I see some of you have children with you that we don't normally see visiting with us today. So we're so glad to see all of you. Hope you enjoy the worship service, but also time with family today. I invite you to sign the Friendship Register, the booklet you should find the inside aisle of your pew. If you'll pass that down, we'd love to have a record of your attendance and visit today. Glad to see all of you. Take note of the announcements in your bulletin today. A word of thanks to you. Sometimes when you give money on Sundays, you might wonder, well, how is that money being spent other than paying salaries and keeping the lights on? And you'll see in your bulletin that part of your offering this past week went to teacher appreciation at North Graham Elementary, because they don't have a parent-teacher organization to provide that for their teachers. So we joined with First Baptist Church in helping with that. So thank you for that. Also, those of you who've been giving during the Lenten season for our Presbyterian Women's Lenten Mission Project, Mary's House, you see in your bulletin, we had a goal for $3,000 that would cover the cost for one house. We didn't know if we'd reach the goal, but that was just kind of what we were shooting for. And guess how much money we got? $3,113. So we got enough to cover an entire room, the cost for the room. So thank you so much for your gifts for that important project. Notice that graduation Sunday will be coming up on June 2nd. So we need your graduation information by next Sunday. So if anyone in your family is graduating, you want to get me that information to include in the bulletin on graduation Sunday, make sure you get that to me by next Sunday. Notice coming up this week, on Monday evening, all the women's circles will be meeting together for their birthday celebration at 6 o'clock in the fellowship hall. Also, I'll be leaving with the Funsters group Wednesday morning at 9 o'clock for our overnight trip to Bryson City to the Great Smoky Mountain Railroad. So if you signed up for that trip, make sure you know that we're leaving at 9 o'clock. So don't show up at 9, we're leaving at 9. And then notice that next Sunday, our children's musical, Crown Him with Many Crowns, they've been working very hard. I was in here Wednesday when they work on that, and you know, what a blessing it is to hear children singing some of these songs and expressing their faith in songs. So I know you'll be blessed by being here next Sunday for that very special worship service. Look with me now at our prayer concerns. I want to give you some updates. Dan Wiggins was recently moved to memory care at Mebbin Ridge, so be in prayer for Dan Wiggins and for his family and the adjustment he's having to make. Joe Wood, I ask you to pray for him last Sunday. He was in CCU at ARMC, but now he's in a regular room. So he's still needs your prayers, but he is making progress. So continue to pray for Joe Wood and his family. Well, Billy Hare was at Duke Hospital for almost 3 weeks, but she got to come home Thursday late afternoon, so we're very thankful for that. Still needs our prayers, she and Bob both, as she continues to heal, but so glad that she is home, so we're very thankful for that. Also, have to give you some sad news this morning. Mark Johnston was at hospice home this past week, and he passed away last evening. For those of you who don't know Mark, Mark is Benny and Becky Johnston's son. So be in prayer for that whole family, prayers of comfort for them. No arrangements made at this time, but just be in prayer for that family. Are there any other prayer concerns or praises that you would like to mention today? Well, today is a very special day in the life of our congregation. You'll see in your bulletin that the Presbyterian Women will be presenting their Life Member Award today. So I'm going to call on Wanda Newland to come forward and make that very special presentation.
Good morning. Each year, the women of Graham Presbyterian Church honor one of its members with the Presbyterian Women's Life Membership. It is my honor to present this award to a most deserving woman. The woman we are honoring today is a native of Graham. She was born and grew up in Graham, attended Graham Presbyterian Church in her youth and young adulthood, and graduated from Graham High School. She is considered a Graham square miler, meaning she was born within 1 square mile of the courthouse, was raised within that 1 square mile, and continues to live within 1 square mile of the courthouse. She is the mother of 3 children, grandmother to 8, and great-grandmother to 4. Our honoree moved away from Graham in 1978 due to her husband's work and returned in 2004. She and her husband returned to Graham Presbyterian, where they both serve our church very faithfully. I would like to concentrate on her dedication to our church since she returned to Graham, purchasing and making her home in one of her favorite aunt's home place. She has been moderator of the women of the church, circle leader and Bible leader, Sunday school teacher for her beloved fellowship class, an elder and a trustee. One of her greatest passions since her return to Graham Presbyterian has been maintaining a close relationship with the youth of our church. Can you imagine celebrating your 80th birthday at Vacation Bible School as a leader? She presents Bible verses to middle schoolers and covers for their Bibles. She hires our youth for various jobs so they can earn money. She has had the middle and high school vespers to her home for a get-together. She continues to bring her great-grands to play school, Sunday school and church, vacation Bible school, and Wonderful Wednesday. It was a pleasure to travel with her to the Holy Land and witness her camel ride. But even more special was seeing her baptized by Pastor Steve in the Jordan River. Although baptized as an infant in this church, she wanted to renew her commitment to her Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I could tell a few more stories about the lady I have known since 1968 when I became a member of the Holt family, but I better stop here. It is with great pleasure and love that the women of Graham Presbyterian Church honor Carolyn Holt Starling with our honorary life membership. Carolyn, would you please come forward?
Good morning, and happy Mother's Day to all the mothers. This is one of my greatest honors, and I'm following in the footsteps of so many, and one of them is my grandmother, Bessie Holt, which years ago, two of my aunts, Laura Mae Walls and Eunice Newland, and then last year, Wanda. Now, you Holt girls still got some third to go. They're still here, so, but I want to thank you, and I want to thank the youth of this church, and y'all know who you are, the one who calls, that I call Carolyn's crew. You've been so good to me, and I don't even know how to explain how this makes me feel this morning, but thank you so much.
Congratulations, Carolyn. Having you come up here and have this microphone and say whatever you want to say, you know, I was kind of scared, but I feel like I got off pretty easy, so congratulations. Well, our handbell choir has some very special presentations for us, so we're going to begin with listening to them as we prepare our hearts for worship. Let me invite you now, as you're able, to stand together for the call to worship. I lift up my eyes to the mountains. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. The Lord will not let your foot slip. He will watch over your life. The Lord will watch over our coming and going, both now and forevermore. Let us pray. Oh Lord, as we gather in this place to worship you, to declare that you are our greatest thought, the one whom we worship, the one whom we seek to adore with all of our hearts. So Lord, we pray for your strength now as we seek to give you the worship that you deserve in this place, this day, to the glory of Jesus Christ our Savior, and in his name, amen. Please be seated. Let us now honestly before the Lord confess our sins using the prayer of confession you'll find in your bulletin. Let's join together in prayer. God of all mercy and grace, we give you thanks for our Savior Jesus, who has promised to be with us always. But we confess that we have turned away from Jesus even when he was reaching out to us to help us. We have forgotten him. We have neglected him. We have chosen to live for ourselves and our own sinful pleasures. But you have not abandoned us, and you still promise to receive us when we turn to you. So help us to repent again, to leave our sins behind, and to fall into your arms and find true joy and forgiveness. Amen. The Lord told his people through the prophet Isaiah long ago, ask a question, can a mother forget the baby at her breast and have no compassion on the child she has born? Of course, we assume that most mothers love their children. We recognize that it's not true 100% of the time. But the prophet said, though she may forget, I will not forget you. That is God's promise to God's people, that even though those that we expect to remember us forget, God will never forget you, and indeed you are completely forgiven of all your sins through Jesus Christ our Savior. Amen. Well, we have a very special treat today. The children's sermon is really for everybody, so you're all children today. I'm going to invite, though, all the children to come forward, have you sit with me on the front row as we watch this special presentation of the Bible story, but this time it's called The Lions and Their Dinner Guests.
I told you cubs 30 minutes ago to get practicing your handbells. We have company coming, and the cubs are going to play the music for our dinner guests. Ah. I really don't know what I'm going to do with all these rascal cubs. I got company coming, dinner to fix, I've got a whole list of things, and oh, you're already here. Well, welcome. Welcome to the Lion's Den of Babylon. I wasn't expecting you this soon, but it's quite all right. Please do come in. I'll just tidy up a bit. Will you take this, please? I'm afraid I'm running a little bit behind. It's not easy being the cook and den mother around here. I guess I should introduce myself. I'm Leola, the lioness. And these are my cubs. We're delighted to have you as dinner guests. But don't be nervous. We're having veggie pasta. I said practice. I have to constantly work at feeding these cubs a balanced diet. And that's not easy when you work for King Darius. People keep dropping in for supper. Not that I'm complaining. I'm very fond of flesh food. And we've had some very interesting dinner guests over the years. I suppose the most famous guest we've ever had was a man named Daniel. He was one of the top three leaders of the kingdom of Persia. Darius, king of Persia, trusted Daniel, and he planned to make him the very top leader, next to himself, of course. And woo-wee, when the other leaders heard about it, they got a knot in their tail. They were green with jealousy, and they tried to remember something bad, to find something bad to say about Daniel, but they couldn't find nothing. Then they remembered that Daniel faithfully obeyed the law of his God and prayed and gave thanks to him three times a day. Those evil leaders got together with some bad folks and set a trap for Daniel. They went to King Darius and said,
King Darius, live forever!
Am I telling the story or you? I said, practice. Those jealous leaders told the king that he was the greatest, and King Darius liked that. Then they said he ought to make a new law. This new law would say that everyone in the kingdom must pray to him only for 30 days. And the king liked that even better. Then they said if anyone broke the law by praying to another god, they would be thrown into the lion's den. That's right. So, where was I? Oh, yes, then the jealous leaders played a trick on old King Darius. O king, they said, make it a law of the Medes and Persians so that it cannot be broken. By this time, King Darius had such a big head. Oh, my. That he signed the law right away. Oh, foolish man. When Daniel heard the news, he had a hard decision to make. Should he be politically correct and follow the king's law and live, or should he follow God's law and get thrown to the lions. Sometimes making the right decision can get us into trouble. But Daniel decided he would rather obey God and be in trouble with the king than obey the king and be in trouble with God. Daniel went home, climbed up into his attic, and opened the windows towards Jerusalem. He got down on his knees and prayed and gave thanks to God. But God wasn't the only one watching. Those other leaders were spying on Daniel. The minute they saw him breaking King Darius's new law, they hightailed it back to the king to tattle. When King Darius heard the news, he was upset. He was mad at himself for being tricked and for making such a foolish law. He tried to think of a way to free Daniel. He thought and thought until his thinker plumb give out. Then those evil leaders reminded the king that the law could not be changed. King Darius had a choice to make. Would he follow the unchangeable law or would he follow God's law? Now there's the problem. See, King D didn't know God like Daniel did, and so he chose to obey the foolish law. The police arrested Daniel and threw him in our den. The king peeked inside and said, "Your God, whom you constantly serve, will deliver you." Then they put a big, flat rock over the den door. King Darius was so worried that when he went home, he wouldn't eat or watch TV all night long. But when they put that rock over the door, I couldn't see the whiskers in front of my face. But we could smell Daniel. He didn't smell like normal Babylonians. He had kind of a fruit and veggie fragrance. The cubs were hungry, and I could hear them moving toward Daniel. In the dark. Then, all of a sudden, a bright light exploded in the den. And an angel of the Lord appeared between us and Daniel and said, "Down, kitties." And suddenly, we didn't feel hungry anymore. So we had a party instead. Daniel had his dreidel, and the cubs gave him ponyback rides. Time went by fast. It went by so fast, but suddenly it was 5:30 or 6 that next morning, and we heard a gosh awful banging on our door. We heard the king cry out, "Daniel, servant of the living God, are you okay? Has your God delivered you?" Then Daniel winked at us and said, "O King Darius, live forever. My God sent his angel and shut the lions' mouths. They have not hurt me at all because I am innocent before God and also before you." Hush, hush. Oh, talk about a happy camper. That King Darius was so glad he made a new law and sent it to all the people in his kingdom. Hey, cubs, would you like to recite King Darius's new law for our friends?
Destroyed, no, never. He does signs in earth and
Aren't they so cute?
Well, we were awfully sad to see Daniel go because we enjoyed playing with our food. And speaking of food, we were mighty hungry from our all-night party. But King Darius made it up to us. He sent us down a whole mess of victuals. He threw every last one of those evil leaders into our lion's den, and we ate them until we were stuffed. And just between you and me, I ate so much I had a little bit of indigestion. But that's what happens when you eat such rich food. Cubs, are you ready to play our dinner piece for our dinner guests?
Yeah!
And now, folks, relax and enjoy a little den-er music from the lion's den in honor of Daniel and his God, our God. And remember, it may not be politically correct to obey God's law, and folks may give you some trouble about it, but don't worry, because God Almighty is going to see you through, and I ain't lying.
He's actually a nice guy. He wouldn't hurt a soul. Yeah. Yeah, that was Keith Dodson, in case you didn't figure that out. Thank you, Keith, and thank you all of the Handbell Choir. Did you enjoy that? That was a great story, what? Now you can head out to Children's Church and learn more about Jesus. So glad you were here today. Shut Your Mouth is the title of the sermon today. I've also wanted to say that in church for a long time. Just kind of came in handy today. But, you know, today's Mother's Day, and, you know, no good, self-respecting Christian mother would ever tell her children that, would they? Well, I don't know, maybe every now and then. Reminds me, speaking of Mother's Day, I read this past week of some letters that children wrote about their mothers, celebrating Mother's Day. Thought I'd share a few of them with you. Angie wrote, "Dear Mother, I'm going to make dinner for you on Mother's Day. It's going to be a surprise. P.S. I hope you like pizza and popcorn." Robert wrote, "I got you a turtle for Mother's Day. I hope you like the turtle better than the snake I got you last year." Eileen wrote, "Dear Mother, I wish Mother's Day wasn't always on Sunday. It would be better if it were on Monday so I wouldn't have to go to school." Little Diane wrote, "I hope you like the flowers I got you for Mother's Day. I picked them myself when Mr. Smith wasn't looking." And how about this one from Carol? "Dear Mother, here are two aspirins. Have a happy Mother's Day." Well, I'm glad you're here for Mother's Day, and I'm glad you were here for the presentation by the Handbell Choir about the story of Daniel. Probably most of you have heard parts of that story before, but I want you to at least think about it in a little different way. I thought about, what are some things about that story? Some of you have heard that story as a Bible story read to you since you were a child. So what are some things about that story that maybe you haven't heard or that you've overlooked somewhere along the way? So I thought to try to think of a few of those things. One is that when this story happened, Daniel was much older. I don't want to say he was an old man because he was in some of your categories, you know, but he was older than he had been before. How's that? he was forced to go from his homeland in Israel to the land of Babylon when he was about a teenager. So that's how he got there. And he had been there some 65 years or so. So you do the math. He's probably in his early 80s at this time. I don't know when you picture Daniel in the lion's den, how you picture him, but, you know, he was somewhere probably in his early 80s. He had seen a lot in his life. In fact, he had been through several different world rulers, several different kingdoms since he'd been in Babylon. You know, the Babylonians were the number one world power. You know how the rankings go? You know, who's number one doesn't stay number one all the time. It changes, you know. So they were number one for a while, and then Persia came along and knocked them off, and they became number one. Well, Daniel had lived through all of that change among the world kingdoms and the world rulers. He'd experienced all that, and now he's into his later years, but yet he's still having to stand for God. Might be a lesson for us that no matter where we are in life, no matter how much we have lived through, how much we maybe have proven ourselves in the past, today, wherever you are in your life, today is still the day to stand for God, to be faithful to God, no matter where you find yourself in your life. Now, even though Daniel was, you know, we would think of as a foreigner, somebody, an immigrant, somebody who had come from another land, yet he had risen to great power, as you heard them talk about. The king had set up three great administrators to oversee all the things that were going on in the land. And Daniel was one of those. In fact, he was the top one of those. So even though he was a man of great faith who continued to faithfully pray to his God three times a day, still he was honored in his land because, in this foreign land, because he faithfully worked hard and did what was good for the kingdom, but yet he did not forget who he was, that indeed he was a man of faith, a faith in God. So, you know the story, you heard the story, thrown into the lion's den, but the shut your mouth part comes from the lions themselves got their mouths shut as the angel came and said, "No, you're not going to make a meal of Daniel." And so the lion, God used that angel to miraculously shut their mouths. And then in time, of course, the king and Daniel spent the night awake. The king was worried about Daniel because he genuinely was concerned about him. Daniel spent the night awake. Can you imagine what it was like for Daniel? I don't know the full story, okay? The Bible doesn't, but you know, at what point did Daniel come to the realization that the lions were not going to eat him? You know, how long did that take? And then after that, what did he do? Did he spend the night, you know, praising God for watching over him? But anyway, then the king came in the morning, halfway expecting Daniel not to answer, you know, when he called out to him. But Daniel did answer and said, you know, God has delivered me. And then, did you like the song that they did? That the Cubs did? You remember that part? Well, there was a decree that the king sent out. This is the part of the story maybe you missed. The king sent out a decree to every nation, to all peoples. And I have the part in the Bible, not the part that rhymes like they did, but Here's the way it says in the Bible. May you prosper greatly. I issue a decree that in every part of my kingdom, people must fear and reverence the God of Daniel. I don't expect that from a king. I expect the king to send out a decree and say, reverence me. I'm number one. Don't be paying. You can go to church on Sunday and do all that kind of stuff you want to, as long as you realize that in the end, I am number one. But he says, no, you must fear and reverence the God of Daniel. For, and listen to what he says about the God of Daniel. For he is the living God, and he endures forever. His kingdom will not be destroyed. Now, even in Daniel's lifetime, he had seen kingdom after kingdom. One kingdom rises up and is knocked down. Another kingdom rises up, knocked down. But he says, no, this God's kingdom will not be destroyed. His dominion will never end. He rescues and he saves. He performs signs and wonders in the heavens and on the earth. He has rescued Daniel from the power of the lions. You see, the whole question of the book of Daniel is, whose God really is God? Because Daniel said, my God is God, but it didn't look that way. Daniel's people were defeated. Many of them were dragged hundreds of miles away from home and forced to do things they didn't want to do in a land they didn't want to be. So it looked like that the God of Daniel had failed them. But the message of faith in the book of Daniel is, no matter what it looks like, the God of Daniel, the God of Israel, the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ is still God. His dominion still rules over all. And so the question for you today, as you think in your life, maybe there's circumstances in your life right now that make you feel like, God has failed me. God's not there anymore. God claims to be the one who rules over all and makes my life a great place, but it's not so great right now. Well, then you can claim, along with Daniel, that God really still is God, even when it doesn't look that way or feel that way in your life. By faith, you can say, my God is still the God, the living God, the ruling God, the God who will rule over all things. And if it doesn't look that way today, he will bring it about that one day it will be. Let us pray. Oh Lord, we thank you and praise you for this ancient story that has been told over and over through the centuries and yet still has a message for us today. We thank you for Daniel's faith, even when it looked like he didn't have a reason to believe in you. So Lord, I pray for those gathered here today. Maybe there's somebody here who, what's going on in their life right now, it looks like that you have failed them. Maybe they've called out to you and they feel like you haven't answered, but I pray that they would continue to have faith in you and know that you are with them. Know that this story is a sign that even when our circumstances are against us, our God still rules. Lord, on this special Mother's Day, I pray for all of those here who are mothers or have been mothers and pray your special blessings on them, that you would strengthen them for the task that you've called them to do. But Lord, I also pray for all of those for whom this day is a day of grief or sorrow, maybe a day they even dread to come up. Maybe they even question whether or not to come to church today because of all the talk about Mother's Day. And I pray that you would comfort them, that whatever situation in their heart is right now, that you would provide an extra measure of comfort and grace and help them to know that even though life hasn't turned out for them the way they would like it, that doesn't change your love for them. I pray that you'd reach out your arms of love and wrap them around each one today and help them to know that you are near them. Lord, we thank you for your promises that are true all the time, on the good days and on the bad days. We can depend upon you and know that you are near the brokenhearted. So with that faith, we come to you bringing our own prayers and petitions in the name of Jesus Christ, and then praying together the prayer that he taught his followers to pray long ago, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Let us now be faithful in giving generously to God's work and giving to God's glory.
Thank you.
Lord, we believe that indeed you are the living God, the true God. You are the God who rules over all kingdoms. You are the God who is ever faithful to us. So, Lord, we give these gifts now in thanks to you, even as we pray and ask you to continue to work in our hearts to make us your faithful people. We pray in Jesus' precious name. Amen. So go forth now from this place in faith with love and rejoicing in your hearts. Indeed, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace now and forevermore. Amen.